Last 6 minutes, like what happened?
Well, I think it's a group that's for the last 10 games I've been telling them, I've been coaching them, I've been kind of trying to guide them through it, and I think we needed that. We needed that rock bottom a little bit. A lot of guys that, you know, the trust factor between each other, the chemistry, and how do you get chemistry? How do you get adversity? You know, we underestimate adversity. It's something that's important. Little guys need to leave it, and now they're living it. And I think now they have enough. I think, you know, we were going with good performance, bad performance, guys that are trying, you know, they have experience, so they're not as coachable, and, you know. And now you see what happened. They make mistake, and, you know. So it's kind of a good thing, so we can progress at one point.
Is it almost like, I mean, you mentioned before that guys are angry, you're hitting rock bottom. You kind of feel like before there was always something else. There's something outside of injuries or call-ups or things like that. And now there's nothing else to do but look inside themselves.
Exactly. Now we've had the ups and downs and lineup and names and everything. And now the guy's been all back. Like I said, the last 10 games, that lineup is kind of, and it's going to happen. The shift over is going to come. That's the reality of the AHL. But I don't think there's a price to that adversity that they can get right now. You know, we're going to see who are the true players. We're going to see who can help the Montreal Canadiens. We're going to see who are hockey players. It's not when things go well, when, you know, you're feeling good about yourself and everything as well. It's when things get very hard that you can see who can get out of this and grow from it.
What aspect of Kotkaniemi's game will you be focusing on to develop?
Well, for me, he's a young guy that's got a lot of package coming, you know, like a freight train his draft year. Like everybody's really was excited about him, and he's got a great potential and a great package. That being said, he's got to work on every little aspect of his game, and sometimes the NHL doesn't allow you to make those mistakes. So a couple of mistakes he made tonight, I went and talked to him, and I said, "Kiki, you did this with the Habs. Those are plays that are going to hurt." And the coach is here. I'm sending right back after. And he's going back, and he's touching the puck more. And it's a tough league to play. So, and I thought he handled it very well between you and I. I thought he managed it like a pro.
And I know you've said many times that it's nobody's dream to be in the AHL. How was Kotkaniemi when you spoke?
Great. He was excited. He didn't understand he's a young player. I think he wants to play. He wants to be out there. He wants to be a difference maker. And, you know, this is I think, an experience that he embraced. And like Flower and him, you know what? It's not easy for them to get the call and come. They have no practice with us, guys. No, don't kid yourself. Like, they just come off and we're going out there, and this is what's been happening. And it's the AHL. I thought they did pretty well.
What kind of role would you see him filling for you once he's comfortable in his
He has to fill every role. We want him to be a 200-foot player.
Right.
Power play, PK, 5-on-5, 4-on-4, 3-on-3.
He'll kill penalties here.
We have to get him to kill penalties. He's a smart hockey player. That's why the AHL is all about. Don't kid yourself. This is a laboratory. That's what it is. Right? Mm-hmm. Just to see who can help the Habs winning and who's worth to invest in, this is what it is over here. So that's why, for us to hit rock bottom a little bit tonight in the game, meaning that it's a disappointing game where we did so well for the first, you know, 13 minutes.
55 minutes of the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were some play that weren't great in the second. I don't think we had a great second. We got to be objective about everything. It wasn't a great game. I thought we had a really good stretch.
Right.
But for him to live that and now to grow, there's no price for it. There's nothing. There's nothing we can do.
So as he gets more comfortable, like I noticed at one point, you know, you had a D zone draw, you sent Evans out to take it instead of him. Eventually, would that be him taking those draws
in
those important situations?
No, because it depends which side is the draw.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's something that we need to manage on this.
Okay.
But he'll take some if he has to, depending on that. And he'll be going on the other side if ever Jake is going to go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll work at him to win on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I mean, he's got like 16 minutes ice time tonight. He's played a lot, forget it. That's not the ice time he's usually getting. So
Plus, we're gonna use him. Plus, he didn't kill penalties tonight. So that's,
and then our goal is to get him out there to kill penalties. He's a smart hockey guy. He's got a hockey sense. He's got reach. You know, if you want to be a top player in the NHL, but I understand with the NHL, it's not like you put a guy on a PK just to try. Like, to, you know, it's not a trying league. But my goal is to play him on the PK for sure. Every situation.
See, coach. Thanks, Lee.